listening to IBNX. IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew.
Hey, big ho. Is it that time already?
Already.
It's time to stop the show, man.
You.
IBNX.
Radio.
We will split hand tip SRT.
Hold on.
Woo! Cam will make you dab. Undefeated, now they mad. I'm Mayweather with the jab. SRT crew kicks it like kicks that leave Ronda dipping. Big dog pitcher like JJ Watt in the game of chicken sports roundtable. Conversation so amazing, competition so deflated. They looking so Tom Brady. Got facts that'll blow your mind. We roll at the Crimson Tide. As long as every week it's SRT, then we gonna be alright. Bang.
Bang. Bang. Bang. Bang. What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the IBNX studios. It's the Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew. Thanks for tuning in on a lovely Wednesday night as we are on each and every Wednesday, 8 to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As you all know, if you're on the social media, we got a guest in the building as well. So stay tuned for that. But I got to introduce my crew first, and I got to say sorry for the delay, technical difficulties, things just happen. So we're going to get to move on, and I'm going to introduce my crew, SRT crew, starting off with my main man, Slick Money.
What up, HM3?
There you
I'm
go.
On? Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize that. You know, I'm getting older. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. You say hello, everybody. College football champion of the world, Mr. D. Will. What's up, D. Will?
What's happening? What up, crew?
What up, man?
What's happening? What up, Weezy?
Hi.
And the sports GM. He's finna fix everybody. Help him out, Hancock. What's up, man?
What's up, big ho? What up, crew?
What up?
I ready to get this thing going, baby.
Let's do it, baby. And you already know who's in the building.
The jewel of sports is in the building.
Bing!
What's up, crew?
What up, Jeff?
Favorite day of the week. Let's get it.
Absolutely, man. Let me give y'all this rundown real quick. So we got to catch back up on this schedule, man. We got the Hot 8 at 8 coming up in about 2 minutes. Also, we have our roundtable discussion. We go talk playoffs tonight. We got a little NASCAR, a little WNBA for the women. And, of course, the word on the street coming to you at around 8:50. Stay tuned for that. D. Will will have his trending topics around 9 o'clock for that second hour. And moments in sports history. My main man Hancock got a little something for you.
You knew it.
And you already know my main man. USA Conference Player of the Year, Alex Hamilton III, is in the building to tell y'all what's going on with this NBA future. And we'll talk to him, give him about 25 minutes on that. And then we got what else you got, man? We got some what you got stuff, man. It's a new segment that we are going to launch tonight because it's some stuff that we actually need to talk about. Trust me when I tell you. But before we start the show, please follow us on Facebook at SRT Radio, IG, and Twitter. And please make sure you follow Six Man and Slick Money as they are hosting and co-hosting Switch Style Podcast on SoundCloud.com. So please make sure you go to SoundCloud and listen to the Six Man, Jay Smooth, and Slick Money as they just tell you everything that's going on with sports. All right, now it's time to go ahead and jump into the
Top 8 at 8.
Couldn't get that out, did it?
Yeah. Top 8 at 8. Let's go, boy. All
right, man. Top 8 at 8. We really got 30 seconds now.
Oh. Top 8 at 8.
There it is.
There you go. My man. All right. The draft lottery last night before the game came on. And I guess we weren't surprised that the Sixers was going to get the number one pick since Mutombo told us.
Basically.
All right, first question. the jewel of sports.
Yes, sir.
Sixers get the number one pick. What do you do with the pick?
Well, if I'm in the Sixers organization, we need some help right now. So I'm getting Brandon Ingram. Okay. I'm drafting him. I need a player that can come and fit right into the system. I mean, he can be down there on the block with Jahlil Okafor, and he can stretch the four and be out and give me some three-pointers. He shot 41% from the three at Duke. So,
woo!
I mean, I need
somebody. What school he went to?
He went to Duke.
Oh, <keep moving. laughs>
Yeah, so he has a high basketball IQ, and the 76ers need somebody that can contribute to that team right now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Sled coming to you, baby. Mike D'Antoni, former Laker coach, former everything, I would assume.
Former everything.
No defensive coach.
None.
He has his second interview with Houston. I want your thoughts. Is he a good fit for Houston that already does not play defense?
You're going to answer it for us.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Do you have another question for me? Because you said.
I do.
Okay, Rick, yeah, because you answered it. He's not a good fit. There's no fit for them.
Oh. There's no fit for them.
No fit. They in disarray. They don't know how we're going to do. I just think who wants that job? Mm. I think whoever takes it is getting a check.
And Kenny Smith took himself out, right?
He did.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and that's my point. I think it's all about whoever wants it going to get money. They ain't going to win in the West, man.
Now, they went to the West Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, that was on the Humboldt.
Oh. Yep.
They won't get there again, I promise you.
Gotcha. All right, Hancock. Nate McMillan gets another shot to be a coach with the Pacers. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know how much difference that's going to be. You know, he's a defensive-minded coach. And what has been talked about in that Indiana area is they want to be more up-tempo. The thing is, Bird wants to get more open court and pace and space being the word and the acronym that everybody uses. I don't want acronym, but the thing that everybody goes to, pace and space, opening the floor, getting more scoring. So I don't know if Nate is going to be that with him being the type of head coach he is. He's more post up defensive at, you know, defensive aspects of coaching. He has a record of 478 and 452.
Ah.
Not very good. So, I mean, you look at it, he's coming out the staff, he's keeping the continuity with the team, but is that a good thing? You know, yeah. He has one positive. He was a head coach and kind of worked LaMarcus Aldridge into being what he is.
Right.
So, I mean, working with a young player like Miles Turner, maybe he has some type of influences on him. You know, I'm not saying he's LaMarcus, but what he might be able to impart by helping in the long
run. Yeah, I heard him. I heard somebody make that him making that statement today on Twitter.
Jerry's still out. We'll see.
Exactly. All right, D-Will.
Yeah.
Let me cut your mic down. I know you finna have a fit about this.
I'm going to keep it cool.
All right. So here we go again. The NBA comes out and says Westbrook did travel. Which everybody knew.
I put it on Facebook when it happened. If you follow me.
You did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how can this be fixed?
It can be fixed in one way. The NBA needs to cut out these day after. Let's talk about the calls we missed. Calls have been missed since the beginning of time. They've always. You know what the difference is now? We got super slow-mo 4D HDTVs, so you see everything. If you go back to the 80s, there was calls that were missed. There was travels that was missed. It's been like that's. We've always said that the NBA does not call travel. So why are we talking about it the day after now?
Right.
All right. You can't acknowledge the timeout without acknowledging the travel. So let's just keep it moving. Stop throwing your refs up under the bus. You know, you told them to call the game the way they call it, so leave it the way it is.
I think they need to find them.
I do too. But every time they miss a call and come out and say something, they need to get fined.
But how can you miss? Listen, if we fine everybody for every missed call,
and say that they missed it.
But the NBA is throwing them up under the bus. So who going to pay the fine? The NBA? This is the NBA that's doing this the next day, not the refs.
Then they need to go find that ref they talking about.
I think the NBA had to pay it. You can't fine your referee for a call that you making him make. You tell him to ref the game like that.
That's real gangster.
Clean it up. Call it from Jump Street like it's supposed to be called.
Come on now.
It's just like the intentional foul that we say, you know, they won't say, well, you change the game if you take it away and say you can't foul DeAndre Jordan. In all of the basketball, if you foul somebody without the ball.
It's an intentional foul.
Just call
two shots plus a foul.
Just call the game.
I'm sorry.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Slick, here's your second question. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, that's a good one.
You gonna answer for me?
Absolutely not.
Go right ahead.
All right. ESPN has a new Sunday morning edition. Woodson, Moss, Hasselbeck. They let go Keyshawn, Carter. I guess Ray Lewis.
Yeah, and Ray.
Catch the archive shows on hmthinc.com.
All of them need to go.
Exactly. Your thoughts on the new additions?
I just think ESPN is on a, I ain't going to say youth movement. I just think they're changing. They're getting rid of people, bringing people in, trying new things. They don't have nothing to lose. They got plenty of money.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a good fit. The old guys were old. And I think they're just going in a new direction. You hate to see anybody lose their job. But those guys was rich. They'll get another job somewhere. If it's at some college analyst or something. But I think this would be Woodson, Handsome, Moss. Pretty. Those guys are pretty cool. And his wife, a star on a morning show or something, House of Back?
Oh, Lord.
She used to be on that morning show. She's on,
Fox News now.
Okay, but they all, it's in the family, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so they keep getting jobs. They recycle everybody.
Randy Moss is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
I can't wait to see that.
He's good. And I think Woodson is good, too. So this is a good move. Yeah. Those guys was old, and a lot of people didn't respect him anyway. They like, come on. Same old thing every week.
Yeah.
All right, Hancock. Who actually won the lottery last night?
After thinking about it, I had two teams that were pretty close between Boston and L.A., I thought. The reason I took the Lakers is because they had the benefit of picking second. So if they can't be accused of making the wrong choice between the top two. You know what I'm saying? You look at Portland situations back in the day when they took Sam Bowie, they actually took him, I think, over Jordan.
Right.
So, you know, when you take players sometimes, if they bust, it can take a franchise in a negative direction. They can never recover from it. So the Lakers have a choice now to either take the second player, whoever Philly doesn't take, or able to trade the pick, package something, make the team better. So I think they came out looking good, but Boston is right there too, because Boston has a lot of assets, a lot of picks. So it's like I said, the heat is off LA because they don't have to make that number one
pick. Indeed.
So I get them the head on that.
Great segue, Hancock.
Great segue. I was going to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. So, D. Will, what should the Lakers do?
The SRT mock draft started off tonight with the 76ers taking Brandon Ingram. So, I'm taking whoever the 76ers don't take. So, that would leave me with the prize of Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Jim Hill.
Yeah.
You know, now, I think Ingram is a better fit for the Lakers for what they need right off, because they need points. They need scoring. They need somebody they can give the ball to and say, go get us a bucket. Ben Simmons is not going to do that coming right out. All right? He's going to be.
I'm asking, didn't he and Russell play together in school, or did they play together, know each other back in?
Who?
Russell.
Ben Simmons.
Or Russell. Didn't they play together?
They went to.
No, I don't think so.
Ben Simmons went to
To Oak Hill, didn't he?
No, Ben Simmons went to Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon, yeah.
So, but yeah, if I'm taking either Ben Simmons or Brandon Ingram, whoever's left on the board.
Gotcha. All right, Tiff. Last question of the night. Hot 8 at 8. Believe it or not, Miami is in some trouble.
Yeah,
they are in some deep trouble. So my question to you is, do you envy Pat Riley with Dwayne Wade being a free agent? Bosch may not play again. Dean is a free agent. Whiteside is a free agent. And they have no first-round draft picks.
Mm. Better come get Alex Hamilton.
But it's Pat Riley, and he is the president in Miami. So, okay. I mean, that's just two attractive things to begin with, to where he's basically – in a position where he could rebuild his team and kind of get whoever he wants in a way. Because, prime example, Joe Johnson, he went there to play on a prorated contract and for the minimum salary. So, I mean, Miami is an attractive place to play. So you already know that he's going to be able to re-sign Wade unless LeBron James has something to say about it, and he goes to Cleveland. But Chris Bosh, I mean, Chris Bosh will be back unless the doctors tell him that he can't play. And Pat Riley said his number one priority is re-signing Whiteside. So he's going to be the first one back. And Haslam, he's on the downside of his career, so that'll be easy money to sign him for because nobody's about to offer him a max contract or anything.
Yeah.
So
a contract, period.
Right. So honestly, Pat Riley is kind of in a good position, I think.
Okay. Wow, Pat.
Pat, Pat got to show his. He got to show his stripes right now.
Boy, he got to show it.
He got. He got the name. He got
he
the
will.
Name.
It's so Pat Riley.
Hey, he's got to show and prove right now.
What exactly is the situation with the Bosh situation? They do get relief next year, not relief.
Man, ain't nobody gonna release that cat.
No, it's actually. Well, I have a confirmed, but I think it's not next year. It's the year after that.
So next year they just. Pretty much strapped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they would have to pay him until February of next year.
And right. It's like $23.4 million.
Okay, but I'm talking about relief from the cap.
No,
see,
no.
Yeah, $23.4 until February next year.
Right. Yeah,
February next year. So they strapped.
Yeah, they strapped. Wow. Boy, that's
but tough. My point is, and I agree with Tiff, and I don't want to go over, I agree, Miami is a great destination. But look at the free agents that are available. Who's coming?
They going to go after Kevin Durant.
He ain't coming.
How you know?
I don't see that.
Wow. All right, man. That's it for the Hot 8 at 8. It's time to get into some playoff talk at this point. Roundtable discussion is really, really time to dive in to some of this playoff talk. I guess we can start off in the East where – that big guy, that billion-dollar guy.
Anyway.
They are running through the East like nobody's business.
They should be, though. The East is so weak. Like, if Cleveland wasn't running through these teams, I'd be looking at them crazy. Like, what's wrong with them?
What's wrong with them?
Like, they should be crushing these teams. The East is so weak, man. It's ridiculous.
All right, well, since it's that way, good segment, Slick Money. We'll start out with you. Have Cleveland figured it out with the stars that they have? LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, and they've had some trouble throughout the season trying to figure out how to play together. They 9-0 in the playoffs. Have they figured it out?
It's not hard to figure out in the East because the East is that bad.
That part.
But I think that they right where they need to be, getting prepared to play in the NBA Finals. So I think they're in the right place. They actually are in the driver's seat because I think the West is going to beat up on each other. I actually believe they gelling at the right time. And the way LeBron played last night, he looked like he the greatest player ever created.
Can't nobody guard him in
Toronto.
He
was pushing folks around, dunking on them, getting rebound like they were children.
He looked like a man amongst
boys. He did like a man amongst boys. So all I'm just saying, if this is the team that's going to show up and play the Western Conference team, they got a chance to win the NBA title.
Okay. D-Will, have they figured it out?
Hell yeah. Have you watched them play? Like I'm with
you. I watched them play nobody.
Hey, but I don't care
right
who
there.
They
that
play
part
on their
right
schedule.
There.
Listen, You can
only, I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
I don't think they've been.
Don't do your Hawks like that though. Yeah, but I
that's
understand.
An anomaly.
But listen, but the question: have they figured it out? Yes. All right, because if you watch them all season, you watched them struggle with pieces. They couldn't gel. And then as soon as Black was gone, Tyronn Lue had a good run when he came out. And then they went into a slump. When they hit the playoffs, I think LeBron James turned back into LeBron James, which elevated everybody else. Okay?
I'm going to tell you what happened, but go ahead.
Well, that's what I think happened.
Okay. No, I'm going to tell you what I think happened.
Yeah, but I think I got to, don't take my trending topics. I hope you don't say what I think you're going
to
say.
I'm going to wait till after that.
Okay, cool. But I think LeBron James stepped his game up to another level, which in turn, everybody else stepped up.
They figured it out, man.
Yeah, they figured it out. And they figured it out by rotations, by knowing when it's time for you to get yours, when LeBron goes out, Kyrie is not a playmaker. Kyrie is a
scorer.
I'm finna get mine. So it's like when LeBron goes out of the game, yeah, if y'all open, I might hit you. But for the next 7 minutes, it's the Kyrie show. Mm-hmm. And I think that lets Kyrie be Kyrie. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he doesn't have that, you know. I want to say what D-Will got in his trending topics, because I think that is the biggest thing that happened that I let D-Will talk about. But what I'm saying is everybody got a defined role. Everybody understands now the hierarchy of the Cavaliers. And I think that was kind of blurred by coaching when you're not the coach, and by the GM when you're not the GM, and by scoring and doing too much. So, D-Will, when you get to that,
I'm going to let you go off. I'm going to let you go off.
But I just think that, yeah, they have found it. They figured out. And another thing that's happened is LeBron tired of hearing about Steph.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, it's just where it is. You can look at him and see that he got a chip on his shoulder, man, and he wanted D-Wade. I know he was hurt that Miami didn't make it.
Right.
Because he wanted D-Wade. He wanted everything. He what they've done to him is what they've done to the Warriors for 2 years now. Talking about what they can't do.
Yep.
And they put that carrot in front of him, and now he
It didn't even look fair last night. It didn't look fair at all. Honestly, he didn't play the fourth quarter, did he?
It's like they have unleashed a nuclear weapon.
Well, I think $1 billion would motivate me too.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's about that little red guy out there in Golden
State. That waffle color brother.
Guy. I'm telling you.
Hey, you gonna let him do you like that?
Yeah, I am.
No, light skin is in.
Yeah, he called it waffle though.
Y'all ain't never went out for me, baby.
Light skin is in. Do OKC got light skin guys?
Robertson.
Okay.
Who?
Hey, Deborah May. What's up, Deborah May?
Hey,
OKC,
listen.
Baby.
Did you see when LeBron dunked the ball the ball almost exploded? Oh, yeah. Like, that is LeBron saying, I'm tired of Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
Every dunk that he put in the basket the other night was, I'm proving a point every time I go to the hole.
Tip, have they figured it out?
Tyronn Lue has figured out how to coach them, how to use Kevin Love the way he needs to be loved. He's figured out how they work best together. He's figured out the rotations that he needs to use. But I need to see them play somebody in the West. Like, these teams in the East are so weak. All the teams in the East that were in the playoffs, if they were in the Western Conference, they wouldn't even made the playoffs. That's how weak the East is.
I think Toronto, they said, well, we're going to play as bad as we can. We got them right where we want them now. They overconfident.
For real, like, is about to be a clean sweep. But nobody on Toronto can guard LeBron James. Nah. They can't even triple team him and guard him. That's how weak Toronto is.
But at least you gotta make a choice. They made a choice last night to say we're not gonna give up the three. But you can't get straight line layups. Like a layup line, you at least got to stop them and make them take mid-range shots. They had straight line. It looked like a layup line.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Looked like they had their warm-up jerseys on.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you one play that stands out in my mind, and I'm gonna tell you the reason why they're gonna continue to get straight line drives all series. If LeBron James caught the ball in the corner one time with Damari Carroll on him straight up,
right.
He gives him one jab step to the right, goes baseline, and dunks the ball. Ridiculously. Guess who was on the backside? It was Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. They have no inside presence to even see somebody at the rim.
Right,
Valanciunas is out.
You got to at least dive and make him stop.
Right,
make
at least show some help side defense. They're not even showing help side defense.
Listen, they're there, but Kyle Lowry or DeMar DeRozan is not stopping LeBron James.
They're not even showing themselves.
They're going to be, listen.
They're not even stepping and showing themselves.
Okay, if you're Kyle Lowry at 6 feet, are you stepping up to catch LeBron James at the rim? You're going to be Jason Terry.
Nope.
You're not stepping up there. You're going to get dunked on.
You still need to show yourself that you have a presence.
Ours.
He's not a presence at the rim, is my point.
But at least show something. Foul him hard or something. Show that you are at least on the court.
And get foul hard.
And be on the poster.
On the poster.
He showed why he's the greatest player in the world. And I think Steve had it right. He's tired of people saying that he's this Steph Curry light-skinned guy is getting all the notoriety and his child. They tired of that, man.
And a child.
The child doing it just to the interviewers.
I see you, baby.
Yeah, they should whoop her. Sit down somewhere.
Oh, stop it. Why?
That,
Hey, you can't let your child walk by. She knew him. She knew him. Man. Who knew that's him? That's a boogie woman. Oh, that's Steve. It's sister-in-law. Yeah,
daughter-in-law. I apologize to you. Hey, don't be wild like that.
Real talk. Steve, I apologize to your future daughter-in-law.
There you go. That's a future daughter-in-law right there.
You need to tell your future daughter-in-law, regardless how much money they spend on y'all and the wit, she know her place.
Yeah, well, how did she do wrong?
I don't want to go in there. I'm sorry. No,
don't go, don't go there.
That I'm not was going the cutest but, thing but, ever.
But
I loved it.
I loved it.
It's just that LeBron looked like he's the greatest player again because of it. Those were kids playing against him. That big center for Toronto. He needs to just sit down, man.
Well, let me
Toronto ask, whole well, team this, just need to forfeit. Can they do that?
But this is my question, though. Is it hard to get in the rhythm when you play Detroit, Atlanta? And then, I mean, is it hard, really hard to get in rhythm?
No.
Kind of it is because you ain't got to try hard.
But you got to play your schedule, D.
Yeah, I agree. You play who in front of you.
And to that point, I got something tonight that's going to highlight something that we've talked about just now.
Yeah, man, and 10 years running or 8 years running, only two teams in the East have made it to the finals in 10 years outside of LeBron. And that's the Celtics and Miami Heat without LeBron. Everybody else being LeBron. So your team ain't going until he leave. It's just that simple. Ain't nobody mad. It's the truth. It's the truth. God loves the truth. We know that, right?
Exactly.
Until that boy break his leg, and then if his son get in the league, they're just going to stay in the family.
All right. So how much credit do you give Tyronn Lue? I think you've already...
Oh, I give him a ton of credit.
Right.
That's next to LeBron James. He get all the credit.
And what D-Will got to say?
Listen, I'm going to tease you. It's coming up in the trending topics.
There you go.
I agree with Tip, but I'm going to go with whatever D got on his paper because I haven't seen it. But it must be right. Steve agreed with it.
Yeah.
They teammates.
You know. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tip, man. He's saying all the right things at the interviews. Nice suit on, light skinned it. Let him
Well, maybe he tired of being compared to Lindell White too because he showed it. Answer that question. How can you go to UCLA and use the USC comparison? Come on, Kevin Love. That's just a little inside. I guess you gotta be a sports fan to know what's going on with that.
Okay, I'll wait till we get to the West.
All right, we finna get to the West now.
Yeah, I got
to
ask you a question about the West. So
you want to go first or you want me to throw the question out?
You
want
to go
Let me throw the question out.
Throw the question out there.
Let me throw this. All right, we know the game is tonight, game two. Is it a must win for Golden State? Slick, you can start us off.
Absolutely. They lose the night series over with, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
Because these boys are not scared of them. They actually – first, I want to say hello to Deborah May. She called it my coworker. She's an OKC fan.
Right.
She knew the upset was coming. So, thank you, Deborah, for joining
what's
in tonight.
What's up, Deborah? Thanks,
yeah,
Deborah.
What's up, baby? Appreciate you. Love you. But, yeah, man, Westbrook is cold, man. The more I see him play, man, that dude is amazing, man. I think if Durant was on that fourth quarter, Golden State would have lost about 20-something. He missed like 8 shots down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, according to the bad call, D. Will said, I agree with that. They missed that. But Westbrook is unbelievable, man. And I'm telling you, I think Steph and them is in trouble. They don't win tonight. The series is over.
What did OKC do to defeat Golden State, in your opinion?
They played defense and forced Golden State to take some contested shots because, I mean, Golden State missed a bunch of shots in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
I mean, so yes. They missed a ton of shots.
Was it 14 points in the
Yeah, they only had 14 points. It's a low for them.
Right.
So
they had 14 points in 3 minutes in some quarters.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I mean, I guess I could give it to OKC's defense and say.
And I've been preaching that the last 2 weeks.
They play good defense. And Billy Donovan, that's a great coach, man.
All right.
Like, I want to give him a lot of that credit because he's a great coach.
What did OKC do?
Beat the Spurs.
That part.
And I think what happened is Golden State had their sights set on playing the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they came out. They were, every time you look up, they had a double-digit lead.
Mm-hmm.
And they would let them back in, whatever. You saw, to me, what I saw was carelessness. I saw careless passes.
They were forcing shots.
I saw a lot of one-on-two breaks where Clay was taking shots like Cleft, like this was still the Portland series mm-hmm. where he was the man.
Yeah.
Instead of going through your MVP and going through Draymond like you do, swing the ball side to side. Make sure the bigs have to get in positions that they can't defend.
Yeah.
Beat them. If they're giving you a layup, take it. Make the defense collapse. Kick to the open three. I think they took a lot of quick shots. I think they, before they knew it, when they looked up, Russell got hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take this from Kenny and Charles. When the house on fire, what you got to do?
Get the women and children out.
And once Russell got on fire, it was a wrap. It was too late. But to me, I thought they played like they were disinterested after halftime. I thought.
Yeah.
Tonight, we'll see. Because I still don't think the bigs will be able to go out and defend in space. I just don't believe it. So that's what the narrative is that the big guys are able to go out and defend and take away the threes and all this. So we'll see. Yeah. I think Golden State's antenna up tonight. So
they probably gonna blow them out tonight.
Can we just call it what it is? That Golden State looked like OKC of old.
Yeah,
turning the ball over.
Basically,
they had 14
disappearing in the fourth quarter. They disappeared in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they just call it what it is. They rushed shots.
Yeah,
they only had 3 turnovers at half, and they ended the game with 14 turnovers. So that tells
so it basically was all Golden State fault.
Yeah, it really was.
OKC didn't
do
nothing.
When they put them 4 7-footers in there, they had some issues.
Golden State had a lot to do with shooting them on their own selves in the foot, though. But OKC did do their part.
Because they didn't have no answer for Adams on the boards.
No, they didn't.
And all the tip-ins.
They severely got out-rebounded.
Extra shot. And he made all his free throws down the stretch.
But every time they play OKC, even in the regular season, they get horribly out-rebounded.
Right.
Yep, ain't no doubt. All right, D-Will, what did OKC do? Did we answer it all? Or?
Yeah, you kind of answered it all. Westbrook got hot and they couldn't stop him. But they just missed shots, man. Like, those shots just didn't – the shots that they usually make didn't go in. If those shots go in, we're not having this conversation.
Is it a must win tonight?
Of course. You can't go down 2-0. Even though Golden State has have the best record ever, that's regular season, but so we know they can win on the road. That's not a question. But, yeah, you got to win tonight. You got to. You can't drop 2 at home.
And then go back to OKC?
Come on, you just can't do that.
That can't happen.
For psychological purposes, you can't do that.
Right.
If they lose tonight, could they get swept?
No, they will not get swept. If they lose tonight, I still don't got them losing the series.
That part.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you tell me go on 0-2 and you say
yeah, I still got them winning in 7.
Ooh, where you bank at?
Yeah. I'm saying, Slick. You act like they hadn't lost 2 games in a row all year.
Oklahoma can win on the road, too. They just proved against 2 of the best teams in the NBA.
Oklahoma City led the league in fourth quarter turnovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they did not turn the ball over last game. Golden State had the least turnovers in the fourth quarter all year. And they turned the ball over 14 times. That will not happen again.
It won't.
And they will not miss those shots that they missed.
No, they won't.
Well, matter of fact. By the time we get off air, at least we'll have an hour in and we can at least tell you.
Horace, they about to come,
Horace. Over here.
Hey, Horace.
Oh, they trying to watch.
HM3, let them look what they want to do.
Yeah.
They about to come to play tonight, I'm telling you. OKC is not scared of them, man. They're not afraid of them.
I know. Have you said hello to your Facebook Live, folks?
Yes. Hey, hello. Lisa told me to tell you hi.
Tell I got some hockey updates.
HM3 got some hockeys for you. But anyway, man, we got to give these boys some credit, man. Get OKC some credit,
they,
man.
They got some credit, man.
I gave them some. I said they play defense.
Yeah. And what's up,
Facebook? You want us to give them the championship?
Nobody asked for the championship. The championship got to be earned.
All right, here's the last one. Golden State needs to do what to make some adjustments? How do they need to adjust? Hancock, we'll start with you.
All I think is they need to be more patient on offense, move the ball side to side, do the things that they do. Make sure they get players in positions that they're uncomfortable. If you stay big, I'm going to get the bigs in space.
Right.
And that's what happens when they play well. Then if you play small ball, they play it better than anybody in the NBA right now. So they just have to do what they do. They can't go out and do something different. They've won 73 games doing what they do. So what they have to do is stay patient, move the ball, make sure they get quality shots, stop jacking them up. They are 1-on-4 early in the shot.
Fast break, Jack.
Yeah, fast break. When you're in rhythm, they do it, that's fine. But they were just – the other thing is take care of the ball. That's the biggest thing, I think. Just take care of the basketball.
Tip.
Hancock just named everything.
Kill him.
I'm just saying. I mean, he named everything. But the major thing is they need to keep their poise because OKC, they're going to make their runs. So when they do, Golden State needs to make sure that they continue to run their offense. Don't come down and start jacking up threes because OKC is getting hot. Just continue to run your offense because when you run your offense, they're the best and nobody can beat them.
They will.
Like I say, just make shots. If like I say, they've been jacking those shots up all year. Klay was a little bit out of his character. Like,
boy, he was.
Woo. I mean, he was falling to the side.
He took Harrison Barnes shots. He took some of Steph's shots.
Everybody
shots. He took some of Draymond's shots.
Hey, listen. He wasn't
I think he took some of your shots.
He ain't even had a ball in his hands sometimes, and he was shooting it. And yeah. I understand Klay has the ability to catch wherever and launch from there. But some of those shots he was taking.
He was doing that last season.
Yeah.
Where he was just grabbing the ball and just falling off to the throwing it up. But like, chill.
But back to what Hancock said, it was him coming off that Portland series where he was able to be the man, and those shots were acceptable.
Right.
And you knew Portland wasn't beating you.
Right.
OKC can beat you.
Right. He needs to make the adjustments. You're playing OKC,
they
not
get
Portland.
Back to doing what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make shots.
Play Golden State basketball.
All right, real quick. Who wins tonight, Slick?
Who wins tonight?
Yeah.
It's a toss up.
Who you picking up?
I'm picking OKC in the series.
Tonight.
Oh, tonight I'm going OKC. I thought you said who am I picking?
Three times.
Hey, I'm taking OKC tonight, and I'm taking them in a series.
What? I got Golden State big.
Oh, Golden State tonight.
Tonight, Golden State about to blow these boys
out.
Golden State, all right, Slick, you know what to do. Lone Wolf.
Hey,
get your howl on.
This is real talk, man. I just think that if Golden State don't make it in the threes, they're going to lose.
It's just that simple.
But this goes to show you about basketball. You got to find other ways to score. And I'm trying to tell you, you the genius. You done played the game.
My man
already played the game. He done played. If you live and die by the threes, you going to die if you don't make them.
But you do know that's a misconception to Golden State.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I'm saying just look inside the numbers. They get more points in the paint
than
anybody.
But let me ask you something, the guy that y'all compared to a few weeks ago, Mr. Green, didn't even play the second half, did he? Or did he stay in the locker room? He did not show up at all second half. That's y'all boy, right?
that don't put me in that category. That ain't my boy.
I'm just asking you.
Yeah. Green didn't do nothing.
Right.
But he's the guy to compare to LeBron. Y'all say he...
No, we didn't compare him to LeBron.
We were saying MVPs on their team.
And this was the same staff that told me that Miami were going to the finals against Cleveland.
Where can you find the show?
You can catch our archive shows on HM3Inc.com.
I'm just saying, man, we say stuff, but it is what it is. Y'all said Miami was going to get to play Cleveland. That didn't happen.
We didn't say that either.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
We didn't say that.
Let's keep it on subject.
Keep going, man.
We actually really haven't made like series predictions.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun to do.
We won't do that.
Oh, okay, my bad.
We haven't made no predictions like that.
We haven't.
No, we haven't. Not for the NBA. Yeah, no.
I said what if?
But I'm gonna tell you like this: if it's a catch 22 because, like Slick said, KD missed 8 shots in a row in the fourth quarter.
Hello.
8 shots in a row. All right. He did hit his last two.
He hit a big shot.
So he did hit a big shot. But my thing is, just like Hank, go inside the numbers. We cannot expect Golden State to miss the shots they miss. They haven't missed them in 2 years. So what will make them start missing them now? Those threes are going to fall.
Okay.
They're not. They hadn't showed us yet where they had a game where the threes didn't fall. Except in the fourth quarter of the other night. Not the whole game, because they hit them all game.
Right.
They just ain't hit them in the fourth quarter.
In other news, hockey. This is for Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. HM3's talking to you.
Hey, Lisa.
Tampa Bay Lightning and Pittsburgh plays game 3 tonight. Series is tied at 1. And San Jose and, shoot, I forget who they playing.
They beat Nashville. It don't matter.
Yeah, they beat Nashville. They actually play tomorrow. St. Louis Blues. They play tomorrow, game 3.
Yeah, that's Thunder.
And the Braves fired their coach.
That was horrible.
Their manager.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, he found out
like on the plane. Like.
Yeah, email confirmation that you coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about this all year. You're just saying it just to be talking.
This is other news. No, we're not talking about it.
That's bad to treat him like that. They bad, Horace.
Yeah.
The AAA manager is bad, too.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
So you might as well let that dude stay. He was a Hispanic. Ain't no more managers like that out there. Get that dude. Get that man back his job.
Get that man back his job.
Yeah.
He found out. He got an email confirmation that your flight will be taking off, coming back to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You ain't coming back for no emergency. ain't nobody in the ER.
Just let him go.
Oh, my God. But the Braves, they fired him after a 9-28 record to start the season. So
yeah. It's rough out there.
Yeah, it's bad out there. So I'm going to keep praying for my boys.
they need a lot of prayers.
Yeah, it's a lot of prayers. And Shaq Lawson injury, man, that's tough. He may not play. So it's not nothing to talk about, but do you notice every time a big-time player come out, for the third year in a row, they just don't play the first year. Clowney, the boy from Florida, yeah. Fowler.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dante Fowler.
There's a reason why some folks passed on him. And the reports didn't come out till late, but that's bad. But Ryan, them said what they figure he can play through it.
Wow.
Rex Ryan, I said buddy. But Rex
that
Ryan.
Don't matter. Yeah, it's okay. You did a good job. So.
All right, man, it's time to jump. To get some news from the Jewel of Sports, man, you know how we do, man. We're about to get into the word on the street. All right, yeah, that's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, please get your pen and paper out. Get ready because the Jewel is here.
Welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bitcartel.com.
Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. And in honor of Oklahoma City Thunder playing so well, my ice cold facts are about them. The Oklahoma City Thunder became an NBA team in 2008 when a lease settlement was settled between an ownership group and lawmakers in Seattle, and the Seattle Supersonics relocated to Oklahoma City. The Thunder organization has the second highest salary commitment at $97,749,910. That's they're behind the Cavs with their salary, and the league average is 75. Mm. Russell Westbrook, he actually spends his off-season workouts working out with Derrick Rose of the Chicago Bulls, and they work out in California in the off-season.
Great workout partner.
I have to agree with that. Chi-town all day. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are the only pair of teammates in NBA history to each have 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists in a playoff game. They're the only pair of teammates to have 40 points in the same game multiple times. They are one of two pair of teammates in NBA history to both win the scoring titles in consecutive years. They are one of three pairs of teammates in NBA history with a 50-point game and a 40-point game in the same game. And they're one of four pairs of teammates in NBA history to have one player score at least 30 points in the same playoff game, in which his teammate had at least 25 points and 15 assists. And they've done that twice. Yeah, so they're a pair of good teammates. So they just need to figure out how to gel everybody together and really win.
Great segment. Appreciate. I like that. Thank you.
Let me get some athlete word on the street for you. Tennis. The Italian Open just ended over this weekend, and Serena Williams finally got back in the title column. She got her biggest title win in 9 months. She played Madison Keys and beat her in 2 sets. Andy Murray also won. He beat his rival Novak Djokovic in 2 sets. Major League Baseball athlete word on the street for you. Texas Rangers infielder Rougred Odor has been suspended 8 games for punching Jose
Bautista.
There you go.
Joey Bautista. Bats.
Okay, of the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay, he punched him because he felt that Bats tried to take him out with the slide
it
in
was
the
a
second
late
base.
Slide.
But Odor is known for fighting because he's been fighting in
Odor
the AAA.
Odor don't talk.
If it's time to get it, you better be ready. Because he ain't with that talking and all that. Let's get it.
Well, the pitcher, Jesse Chavez, he got suspended 3 games for that pitch that he hit the batter with. Their manager got suspended 3 games for encouraging additional fighting during that.
Baseball ruthless, boy.
And then the other manager got suspended for 1 game.
Oh, my God.
So yeah, they wilding out in baseball right now.
Yeah, they got to do something. The Braves ain't doing that.
No, they not. Wow, it's thundering like crazy outside. All right, let me get some Olympics athlete warning street for you real quick. 31 athletes from the 2008 Beijing Olympics tested positive for doping from 6 different sports. Those names have not been released yet, but those athletes will not be able to compete in the Rio Olympics this August. So when those names come out, I will tell you. If you did not know.
They must have the same people that the NBA have after the fact.
After the fact, yeah. Yep, they come back. Okay. They're using that same organization. if you didn't know, congratulations to Michael Phelps. Him and his fiance welcomed their son a couple weeks ago. They named him Boomer. French financial prosecutors have confirmed that they are investigating allegations of corruption and money laundering involving more than $2 million in suspicious payments apparently made by the Tokyo 2020 Olympic bid group to a secret bank account that is linked to the son of disgraced former World Athletics chief. They are basically, since the new Olympics in 2020 is in Tokyo, they basically think that they paid under the table to win those games, to win that bid, to get that. So that's under investigation.
Wow.
Brazil's president will be facing impeachment. Dilma Rousseff will be on trial, and this trial is supposed to last up to 180 days, and it could lead into when the Olympics starts. So during the Olympics, Brazil's president could be suspended or / impeached during that time. Some NBA athlete war on the street for you. The New York Knicks have hired Jeff Hornacek as their head coach. The Philadelphia 76ers not only got the number one draft pick, but they also signed the NBA's first jersey sponsorship deal with StubHub. StubHub will pay the 76ers $5 million per year for 3 years, and the 76ers will have StubHub on the left corner of their jersey.
Yeah, I saw that today, man. And I'm like, it's how did the 76ers get a deal? Yeah. They trying to sell tickets, probably.
They got to get somebody in there.
Yeah,
I mean, they need to do something right now.
I guess
now.
I don't blame them for that.
In Kobe Bryant's final game, the Lakers had both his numbers on the court. They had an 8 on one side and a 24 on the other. Someone had a part the part of the floor with the number 8 on it, and they sold it on eBay for $179,100.
Oh, Kobe bought that.
You think so?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Why? Oh, yeah. When he could just have somebody make him a floor?
No, because he wanted the actual floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Who else? Kobe bought that.
All right. Sacramento Kings have hired former Memphis Grizzlies coach as their new head coach.
Flick.
Your boy got another job, and you got on some different shades.
Balling, man. Balling.
He's not Ray Bane.
Yeah, way fast.
Yeah, you can get him anytime you need.
Hey, I got to pay him a bag. I'm good.
Let me jump into some NFL athlete word on the street for you real quick. Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys has officially signed a 4-year, $24.9 million deal.
Whoop.
And he got a $16.3 million signing bonus.
Yes, go Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, how about them Cowboys?
That's all you got to say for Hancock.
Yeah, it is.
Get Steve a jersey.
Antonio Brown, wide receiver of the Pittsburgh Steelers, made it to the semifinals of Dancing with the Stars. He got voted off this week. So the only athlete left is Paige Van Zandt, the UFC fighter. She made it to the finals, which will air next week. So we'll see if she wins that. Joe Philbin, former coach of the Miami Dolphins. He is now an offensive line coach with the Indianapolis Colts. Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots will be on the cover of Madden 17. It was a toss-up between him and Cam Newton, and Gronk will be on that cover. And Tom Brady has released a cookbook called TB12 Nutrition, and it's $200. It has wooden covers and a screw post binding to where you can take it apart and add your own recipes in it. But if you got $200 to drop on Tom Brady's cookbook, go ahead and handle that. Let me get to some hot rumors on the street for you real quick. Major League Baseball, Tim Lincecum, used to be the San Francisco Giants superstar pitcher, but hot rumor on the street is that he is about to be traded to the Anaheim Angels in a major one-year deal. that he's about to get. So I'll let you know what that the terms of that deal will be. Big Poppy, David Ortiz of the Boston Red Sox. He's actually having a good season right now, but he plans to retire at the end of the season, saying that no matter how good he's playing this season, his body is beat up and that he needs to retire at the end of the season. NFL, hot rumors on the street for you. The Philadelphia Eagles are receiving trade requests for Darren Sproles. So he has not shown up to OTAs because he wants this worked out. Laremy Tunsil. Hot rumor on the street is that he has a pre-arthritic ankle condition, and that is part of the reason that scared teams off of him too.
So they predicting your injuries in the future, pre-arthritic.
That's what he liked that holistic medicine.
First analytics, now this.
Tyrann Mathieu of the Arizona Cardinals. He has played 68% of his snaps at slot corner, 24% at strong safety, and 8% at free safety. Now, hot rumor on the street is that the Cardinals want to make him the highest paid safety in the NFL with a deal that will pay him more than $10 million per year. So once they work out those terms, I will let you know what that
wow,
is.
Wow, you're going to get that Earl Thomas hey, money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. NBA hot rumors. You heard us talk about the Lakers and them having a number two pick. Hot rumor on the street is that they're actually shopping that number two pick. So be on the lookout because they might not even have that number two pick anymore.
Wouldn't be a bad idea to me. Send it down to Indiana, see if they can get
Paul George. Go get the Paul George. PJ, come see me.
Orlando Magic have Frank Vogel, Pacers' former head coach, at the top of their list. And they also have David Blatt on that list, who they both have interviewed for that job.
Also, recycle.
Basically. Also, Ben Simmons could be number one or number two pick. He may have – well, he actually kind of has two shoe deals on the table at this moment. And he, depending on who drafts him, that's how he's going to decide who he's going to sign with for his shoe deal. He actually has a $7.5 million 5-year deal on the table with Nike, and then he has a deal on the table with Adidas that will pay him $10 million over 5 years with a $2 million signing bonus. He's been rocking Adidas on his feet lately, so that may be a sign of to who he may be signing
Hold
with.
Hold on. He only getting $10 million over 5 years?
Yeah.
Atlas going to get that when he signed. Like, they've been giving out shoe money. Like,
yeah.
That's only $2 million a year with a $2 million signing bonus.
Hey.
LeBron got 90 coming out.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they give big deals
they,
like that.
No, but I'm saying 10, that's chump change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's a wrap on your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Good job. Future
hey, thanks
job.
For, thanks for the word. That's yeah. very informative.
Yeah, ESPN's calling you.
Somebody better call.
Hey, Alex, did you learn something?
I need that check.
Alex said he want to talk about the NBA.
We going to talk about
Yeah, we got to get his thoughts
we gonna
on that.
We going to talk about his future in the NBA.
Yeah.
Then we can really get to talking.
The tough questions going to come.
Yes,
yeah,
they
yeah.
coming.
He's ready.
But for now, we got to go to commercial. Go. You
no, 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 no. I want to do it in trending. Go ahead.
All right. So we got to go to commercial break.
Man, you going to go in my segment?
We got to go to commercial break, man. Keep it locked. SRT Sports Roundtable.
You're listening to IBNX, IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew. Hey, this your main man, Big Ho from Bankhead, representing the SRT crew. As now you can catch Sports Roundtable each Wednesday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sports Roundtable will bring you the hottest topics, the hottest sports information, and the latest rumors that's in the sports world. And you can catch us on IBNXradio.com.
Sports Roundtable, back at you. Thanks for tuning in to that first hour. You heard us talk about some draft picks. You heard about the Lakers. Heard about the Sixers. Heard about the NBA playoffs as well. And you also heard that we got a special guest in the building. Mr. Alex Hamilton himself.
I think of very many people who had a better Saturday than Alex Hamilton. Stealing a line from an old Ice Cube track, he messed around and got a triple-double. 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. The first Bulldog to have one since P.J. Brown in 1991. And oh yeah, it happened while playing his final game at the Tap.
It was just great, just knowing that the fans are into the game and they're aware of the stats as well. They're not just in there yelling. And it's the last time I'll ever play here, so I didn't want to think about it too much. I just went out there and played with my friends, my teammates.
Believe it or not, Hamilton only scored 6 in the first half, but tore through the latter 20 minutes with 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Each of those numbers, no doubt, were on his mind.
I didn't.
My man, Alex.
Hey. Was that Westbrook?
Doing his thing, wasn't it?
That was you, Westbrook?
No, really? What sounded like?
That's him? No, I think you got a minute, right, before you go to him? Are you skipping in?
No. I mean, I was just making sure.
That was a teaser.
Yeah, making sure that everybody understood who was in the building tonight.
Yeah.
Last game, triple-double.
Yeah, Westbrook.
That's how we doing it.
Today was a good day. Messed around and got a triple-double.
There you go. Okay. Absolutely.
Triple-double.
So, yeah, but.
My man.
Now, we were just letting everybody know who was in the building, man. We're about to jump into the trending.
That was impressive. That was impressive.
That was impressive.
Yeah, you can play it again.
You can play it again.
And what I would say, all right, D-Will, what you got for them trending topics?
Man? Hey, this is Slick Money, and thank you for my topic, which is trending topics. D-Will had to go to the bathroom, and I'm going to take his spot. I'm just joking, D. Go ahead. But I got a topic I need you to trend right here. There it is.
Well, all right now. How y'all doing? This is D-Real with a trending topic. And I already know what Slick Money want me to talk about. But I'm going to keep it moving right on past.
Go right here, brother. Go right here.
We all want to know what we have been talking about all show. Oh, I'm going to put it in there.
No, I just want to see it.
We all want to know what we've been talking about all show to why the Cleveland Cavaliers have turned around. All right. And the reason the Cleveland Cavaliers are turning around is because of Tyronn Lue. And what's trending right now is that Tyronn Lue in a huddle during game one told LeBron James to shut the bleep up.
I got this.
That changed. Now, if you go check the archive shows on HM3Inc.com, it will tell you, we have told y'all that LeBron James, when he wasn't playing, he was standing out farther than Tyronn Lue coaching the team. Tyronn Lue comes up and he tells him in a pressure situation, in a playoff game, in front of the whole team, to shut the F up. Do you know what that said to the rest of the team?
That he running it for real.
Hey, if he's not afraid of him, none of us should be. Let's go out and play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go do my thing and everything will be all right. Coach got my back. And that's big.
It is big.
Hancock, go.
When, like I said, when you're doing everything, selling popcorn, everybody else.
He's selling popcorn.
He do it all.
Hey, he so, the beer vendor.
I mean, he do it all. But what that did Abby was, Duncan, I'm telling you, putting LeBron, basically putting him in his place.
Yeah.
Let him know that, look, you play.
Yeah.
I'll run this.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else was like, okay, we got somebody that's running, that's doing the team. You're not playing for LeBron. You're playing for the Cavaliers.
Exactly.
So I think that in itself turned everybody, made them galvanize as a team. And I think it even made LeBron, you know, you had to take somebody down a peg every now and then. You know, I had to get in Jalen butt sometime. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something you're too big for your britches. So it is what it is. It was just he had to get way. He had to get in line.
How many players inside said, about time.
All of them. Every last one of them was like, thank God.
I bet everybody had a collective.
Seriously.
Wow.
And they probably all slept better that night.
Everybody went out there and got 20.
Man.
I'm going to shoot. I don't care no more.
Right.
LeBron, you better talk to coach. Talk to coach.
Talk to coach.
And after the season, all of them be gone.
He might be gone.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's next.
He might be gone.
But, hey, also, what's trending right now? And Slick Money done put the paper in my face. He just showed it to everybody. So they done got their laugh off. It. But Alabama.
Bama.
Cam Robinson.
Bama.
Hootie Jones. Cam Robinson, star left tackle. Hootie Jones, starting safety, was arrested in Louisiana with two guns, marijuana, and the guns were reported stolen.
Boy, he hit all three of them.
Yeah, he got it. Listen. Hey, listen. That's what my homeboy who did a little time, you know what I'm saying? He done been in and out. He texts me. He's like, damn. They hit him with the trifecta. I'm thinking, like, with the trifecta, he sends me a screenshot. He got misdemeanor, felony. So that means you got hit with the gun, and the weed. So, but reports are that Cam Robinson's charge, the felony gun charge for a stolen gun, will be reduced to a misdemeanor because Nick Saban gave somebody some money and they got paid.
Right.
The phone was picked up and the call was made. So. Because he can't play with the felony. He can play with the misdemeanor.
Right.
Oh, Nick, though, you know in Batman when they shine the bat up and that?
Yeah.
Nick just went out there and hit that A.
Bing. Even though they... And listen, backstory. Where did they get caught at?
Did you say Louisiana?
Thank you. Well, no way they was pulling over Cam Robinson and Hootie Jones in Louisiana knowing they play for Alabama and letting them go. They finna hit them with every charge possible. We talking LSU. And if y'all don't think it run that deep in the South, you better get your mind right.
There you go.
Good job, D-Rick.
Man, appreciate that.
You happy?
Yeah, you're the best.
Yeah.
Man, really.
You thought I was going to fly right by.
No, God loves you. You're the best.
I appreciate it.
Good job.
He wasn't going to let you fly right
by. He wasn't
going to
let that go.
You would have ended your segment. He would have started your segment over.
Over again.
I would never do that.
Oh, yes, you would have.
Good job.
You introduced me on my own segment.
Yeah, basically.
I was one doing a good job of introducing me. I thought it was my time to introduce you.
I got you. All right, Hancock. Moments in sports, man. What you got?
Yes, sir. Big hole. We're going to go with Moment in Sports coming to you from Game 6 of the 1988 NBA Finals. The game was between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Detroit Pistons. Well, we're going to come into the game early third quarter with the Pistons down 56-48. That's when Zeke took over. Isaiah Thomas ran off 14 straight points with an array of shots, bank shots, three-pointers, layups, rebound, putbacks, you name it. He put up 14. But in the midst of all this, he came down on the foot of Michael Cooper, which in turn, he sprained his ankle extremely bad at the time. Bad sprain.
It was horrible.
He actually left the game for a moment. But
just a little technical difficulty. We live, people. We live.
He left the game for 35 seconds. Once he returned, he picked up right where he left off. Thomas single-handedly put up 25 points in the quarter and actually got Detroit back in the lead. Well, got the lead back with an 81-79 lead with about 3-4 minutes left. Thomas finished the game with 43 points, 9 assists, 6 steals, and enough respect to last a lifetime. In this game, they did end up losing the game and eventually went on to lose the series. But this moment in sports actually it made his legacy grow even more. But in my opinion, Isaiah Thomas is not respected enough for being the basketball player that he is.
You can say that again.
Yeah, there have been a lot of legends that continually get all these accolades and whatever, but for some reason, he's not held in the same esteem.
You know the reason.
And it could be, I know for one in particular, and that was a Larry Bird comment.
Yep.
When asked about what Larry Bird was, and he said if he was a brother,
yep,
he'd be just another basketball.
The walk off.
Yeah. And the walk off with Jordan, exactly. That was.
And then the sexual harassment.
Well, okay, you're going to keep
and
on.
And then the crash of the mix. But, you know why?
But in my opinion. But when you think
that
about
took away from Isaiah Thomas, the basketball player.
Everything.
Yeah.
When you look at Isaiah Thomas and the type of basketball player that he was and what he did for the
awesome.
Pistons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't get enough credit.
Not at all.
Totally agree.
That's the moment of sport.
Good job.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Now it's time for the star of the show.
Woo, woo.
Get on the mic, my man. Boy, I tell you. These youngins, they grow up fast too, boy.
And they be long, man.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, they grow up fast
they
too.
Long.
How tall is it? Because when the other guy stressed too.
He was 6'3", 195. He's 6'4", 195.
6'4".
Yeah. He told me he can get you a horse any day.
Boy, y'all bringing Craig, future millionaires through.
I want to see the dunk contest. That's what I'm waiting on.
Hey.
Can he dunk? You said can he dunk?
Oh, they can dunk.
Oh, yeah, he look like he can get up. Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the building. USA Conference Player of the Year. La Tech legend, the most wins in La Tech history. Kid from Florida, Tipley. Tipley, Florida, man. And
Harris, before you go, were there some big-time players to come out of Louisiana Tech before this guy? And you put what you just said about him. That's pretty special. So,
he ought to feel special.
So who's some alumni?
Paul Millsap.
Oh, yeah.
45 points in
Keep
one
going.
Game.
And whatever.
P.J. Brown.
P.J. Brown.
Yeah. So.
So this, for this man to pass some of those guys, that's pretty special.
Did Carl Malone play there?
Yeah,
come on now, y'all.
That's the one I was waiting on.
That's it. Okay, we gonna make shit. Good job.
That's what I was waiting. But
I didn't want to say all of them.
Yeah, but hey, for that man's his name to be up there with those guys, that's pretty big.
That means we got somebody in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they gonna retire jersey. They retired your jersey yet? Okay, it's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Hamilton III is in the building.
All right, all right. Welcome to the SIT, baby.
What's up, Alex? He's a mic, man. You got to get used to it. There you go. Off the hook. There we go. Tipley, Florida, man. We saw you with the Alabama Challenge.
Yeah.
AU. one of my former running mates, man, we played together, Robert Shannon. He was coaching the Challenge, and it was good to see you play then. Just want to kind of get into what made, La Tech the school for you.
I mean, a lot of factors played into it.
It's in Ruston, right?
Yeah, in Ruston.
Sound like it's
rusty.
I can't speak bad about my school.
That's not your job.
The coaching staff made me feel like family. The whole coaching staff came to Chipley to see my mom. And that made her feel special. So we went with Louisiana Tech.
Okay. Cool. Awesome, man. Any regrets as far as, once you got there, like the first week, homesick, long way from home? I mean, give me kind of a feeling of how that went for you.
The transition wasn't too bad.
Okay.
AAU helped with that, being away from home for long periods of time. So I just had to get used to being on my own without supervision and having to mature on that level. So everything else went smoothly.
Second choice, if it wasn't La Tech?
Probably would have been Murray State.
Hey. Oh. Who was at Murray State then?
Kennedy? Kent?
No, I mean coach.
Oh.
Was Godfrey there?
Steve Prohn.
Prohn was there? Yeah. Both of them Alabama guys. Prohn was under Godfrey at Bama.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'm just tying. Bama, we do our thing, man. We just not football. Gotta let y'all know that. Back to the interview. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what you get for jumping in there.
Oh my God! All right, your best memory at La Tech. I mean, if you on the court, off the court, I mean, the triple double looked good.
Yeah.
Last game, but I mean, it could have been some other things off the court. So I just want to give you the opportunity to.
No, it got
to
be the triple double. That being my last home game,
right?
After everything I've been through with the fans and the community and the university itself, just. Being able to go out with that on my shoulders and having my family there to witness it, it was just something I never forget.
Now, I do a lot of research. I saw an interview with you, and the guy asked you what celebration dance you would do if you scored a touchdown. That's the same exact expression you gave him. And what was it?
I think I said a dab. I'm not sure.
And he tried to get you to do it. You know,
I'm not much of a celebration guy. You're supposed to act like you done been there before. So
okay, you know, that's what's up.
Yeah,
I look at Irvin over there smiling about that. Gotta love that, man. I got a couple more questions for you. And
you know, oh, I got plenty.
You got plenty?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Your favorite place to play in the USA Conference?
It had to be the TAC. Just having that six man there.
Okay.
And the fans were with us. And
That's what they call it, the TAC?
Yeah, the TAC. it was just an experience. Just seeing the fan base grow from my freshman year to my senior year.
Right.
And they never wavered. So, I mean, every time we stepped on the floor, I mean, they gave the team problems along with our defense and our effort. So, if it wasn't for them, a lot of games, we probably wouldn't have been able to pull off.
Okay. All right, y'all can start.
Okay. My first question is, what are you hearing about your suspected draft possibilities and – what are your expectations about going from the college level to the pro level?
I'm not really worried about that right now.
Yeah.
I only can control what I can control. So that is go to these workouts and show them what I can do. So as far as that goes, I just have to keep working. So,
mm-hmm. And that's all it takes, work. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I got more questions if y'all ain't jumping in.
I thought you was done.
Go ahead. I better jump in because I do the whole thing like Big Ho.
Well, I was wondering, who you pattern your game from?
I used to say James Harden.
Really?
You don't like that pat?
But you got to play some defense better than he does.
My defense is, yeah.
And that's what I noticed from you. I was watching your highlights today, and I saw you in the passing lanes a lot, you know, finishing on the break, things of that nature. So do you take defense serious? Is that – something that, you know, really appeals to you?
You have to. I mean, for me, it creates easy offense.
Right.
You don't have to play against a whole set defense. So just to get out and run, it makes things easier. So, I mean, why not play defense? So that's how I look at it.
Okay.
What are some things that you think you need to improve on going forward? From the college game, you know, a lot of things are easier in college, and they just don't work on the pro level. So what are some things that you've done from just your studying of the pro game and being around these workouts and learning it going forward? What do you think you need to work on going forward?
I think my game will translate well to the pro level, especially with my driving ability. And in college, there wasn't a defense 3 seconds, so the defense could just sit there and collapse on you. So, I mean, I have to improve my jump shot. The jump shot is always – it opens up more for you, especially with me. I like to get to the rim. So if I can become a consistent jump shooter, which I've been working on, the sky's the limit.
I'm going to piggyback off that. So, like, are you taking, like, what's your routine? Are you watching film on certain shooters taking jumpers and then you going in the gym taking 200 jumpers? Like, what's your workout?
I mean, you can't really watch other shooters. Mm-hmm. Everybody's body is built differently.
Right.
And everybody's shot is different. So you just have to work on yours and get your muscle memory to where your body remembers it and it feels comfortable to you.
So I got one. Who did you face that we might, you know, we might know that you thought was a tough matchup for you or somebody that you respect, you know, you respect that game that you played against?
Sophomore year, we played Buddy Hill, and you see what he's become.
Right.
Dominant scorer. So, I mean, I respect his game, and not too many people know talk about this guy, but Trevor Cooney from Syracuse, just known as a shooter. Mm-hmm. But when we played him, he did way more than that. So, yeah, it was a wake-up call. Like, the scout report said one thing, then you see him – hit you with a double crossover spin, step back. Like, I thought you'd say he was just a shooter.
Right.
So, like, yeah.
So, in so you actually have in those sessions that you have, is that something you take into the game? When y'all take that into the game, that's something that, you know, is really not talked about. So you do get a book on people that you're about to face, and they break down what to look for, the tendencies of that team or that player that you might be going against.
We watch film from player tendencies to their playbook. So, I mean, it's not just a physical. You just don't go out there and play the game. It's also mental. So you have to prepare just like any other thing in life. You have to prepare for it.
Right. That was a big jump from high school, I'm sure, from just coming out playing and really not knowing what to expect from somebody, but getting a book on somebody. But you said in that respect, it kind of backfired because you were looking for something else.
Yeah, because like, the coach said it was their fault, but I mean, we just have to, it's certain situations you just have to adjust to.
Play
everything,
basketball.
You can't go over everything. So basketball players play basketball, so that's what I had to do.
Sir Alex. That's what they call you at campus, right?
Something like that.
Okay. I mean, the reason why I'm asking is that because each sport has a superstar in their sport. And I'm assuming that you was a superstar for your basketball team. Is that correct?
I would say.
Okay, there you go. That's what I wanted to hear. now, what I want to ask you is that when you're a superstar at your sports, the girls come to you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming being the star that they would come to the game. Alex! Alex! You know, screaming and stuff like that. You finna go to another level with some real women. NBA got some real women. And, man, I'm telling you something, man. Just stay focused on your game because they coming at you. I'll be able to tell you. You know, and handsome kid. And it's funny that, you know, we laugh and act silly, but your whole life is about to change. It's a different life between college. And when you said the key word about supervision, I was listening. They thought I wasn't listening. But you're sitting right beside me. Supervision is important when you're a teenager coming from home to going to college. Now you're going from college to the NBA. That's even extra supervision by yourself. So all I'm saying to you, man, wherever team draft you, you know, do what you got to do because you see how you got a good head on your shoulder. You answer some very intelligent answers from the question that was asked of you. So are you ready for the limelight? Being, hey, I'm in the NBA.
I stay ready. Been working my whole life just to get to this moment. So to play on that stage would be just a dream come true.
Wow. And to see your name in the lights, that would be impressive. Yeah. Don't forget us, bro. You're going to make it. Good answer.
All right. This is my last one or two. They got you in all mock drafts. I'm a mock draft person. You can go back and listen to the shows. That's what I look at. They got you projected number 47 overall. All right. That's second round pick. That's a great pick. Do you feel that your placement is where it should be? And do you think you can raise your draft status in the upcoming months coming ahead before the draft?
None of that matters.
Yeah.
I always look at this. Isaiah Thomas, he was the last pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. Look what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about what you do when your number's called. You got to be ready.
Awesome. Also, being in a major conference, but being at a considered, and we got air quotes, a mid-major school, how do you think, guys coming from your level get a fair rap on their projected draft status or where they should be going forward with coming from where you came from, considering a Ben Simmons or somebody who played in the ACC?
I mean, of course we don't, but it's really not our fault. Schools don't want to play schools like us because mm-hmm. if they lose to us, then that hurts their at-large bid chances. So, I mean, but when we do get the chance, we have to show what we can do with the best of them. So, I mean, schools have always represented mid-majors, especially in the tournament this year,
mm-hmm.
Especially from our conference, Middle Tennessee, when they beat Michigan State. Nobody was expecting it, so...
We see you out there, Jay Smooth.
guys like us, it's like a chip on our shoulder. We just have to wear it. So we come out there and play, and we just try to get the job done.
Voila.
He mentioned Buddy Hill
yeah.
As one of the players that we may know that was a tough get. I think he failed to mention that he gave him 31.
He was being humble.
I know.
I'm asking him a lot of questions because everybody on this show know I'm a money man. That's what I think about.
I wasn't even gonna say nothing about that. But, you know,
that's fine.
And there
but,
it is.
But he need to be checking for you because when we interview him coming up, he go say, well, it was this guy at La Tech, man, that was pretty nice.
He's projected 7th overall. He's projected 4-7.
Right.
So I see that game right.
Sophomore year, you gave him 31.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. So man. We're saying
you
that.
Know my you, saying? Was it? Ask him how them 31 taste.
Hey, ask how they taste.
You've had a lot of accomplishments. What is one of like your, that stands out? Something that stands out to you the most in your basketball career so far? Like one of your favorite or your best that you can remember?
I have a couple of them, honestly.
Let's hear them.
Just being up there with the greats that have come through the university. Becoming an all-time winningest player ever. I stand alone. Only lost 2 home games my whole career.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a lot of things that happened along my career that I never thought would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was just coming into a situation where I could help change the program and bring it up from where it has been. So to do what we did and win 3 back-to-back conference championships,
mm-hmm.
it's just you never think of until it happens.
Right.
So has that perception of Louisiana Tech being the Lady Texters, now you all got, have y'all taken that mantle now? It's become the oh, my bad, man.
Nah, man, he took my question.
I mean, you know, Louisiana Tech had a lineage of women basketball, and they were, you know, real good back in the day. So
yes, they were.
I'm just wondering now with where you guys have turned it around now. Are y'all the big dog on campus now?
Yeah, I would say so. But no disrespect to our women's basketball team, but I feel like we earned it. We worked hard for it and just to change the culture around there. So, I mean, we haven't done what they've done, 3 national championships, but, I mean, the past is the past and the present is the present.
That so, is.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, man. Being from Florida, that's where you played high school at ball, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's a lot of big schools in Florida. So did you take it like a chip on your shoulder that none of the big schools, maybe like Florida State, the Gators, University of Miami, didn't select you to come to their university and you went cross country? Did you just – it made you play a little harder or you want to prove to them that you let a good kid lead the state to go to where across – 3,000 miles almost, basically, to play.
Yeah, it had something to do with it, but it wasn't just for I look at it, it's a bigger picture.
It
wasn't just for me. Now that my little god brother, Trent Forrest, he's going to Florida State, I just wanted them to know that we have talent in the area in small towns, and if you pass up on us, it could
come back and bite you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's impressive, man, to go across country and put the numbers up like you did. So, man, I'm telling from all of us, man, I know we wish you the very best. And when draft night, trust me, we're going to know because HM3 going to tell us. and I hope you go to the Grizzlies. You know, that's my team.
He want everybody
and yeah, because we need some help. See, they team don't need help, but my team do. And I ain't afraid to tell you that. But since they interrupt me, I want to ask you a question. What do you think about the Final Four teams left in the NBA? Do you look at stuff like that, or do you care, or are you focused on something else?
I mean, I watch the games.
So what do you feel on the Final Four? What's your take on it?
From what y'all were talking about?
No, from your perspective. Yeah, your perspective. And be honest. You picked the Hawks?
No.
okay. It was some salad.
Didn't nobody pick them
before.
You
still gotta get drafted, don't you?
No.
Let him get you there, boy.
No.
Hawks, great franchise.
I didn't want to see all the Final Four.
You can't talk about my boy Paul like that, though. It can't.
Okay.
You know, that's my guy.
I got you, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, Steph going Steph.
So you think they'll prevail and beat OKC?
They're not going to walk over him, but Steph not going to miss the shots he did the other night.
Okay, so you're predicting there we'll go the Golden State will go to the finals.
Yes.
Against, I'm assuming, Cleveland.
Yes.
And you would say who will win the championship?
That's tough, especially how LeBron played the other night. Mm. I mean, But it's the thing is, that Kyrie's back, he's healthy, and it's just going to be a different look this year. LeBron was basically by himself last year, so I mean, it's full firepower against full firepower now. So see who got the best gun.
Hey,
no, that's right. I got a question for you. You very polished at this. I can tell. Very, very polished at this. It's real good. Would you rather dunk, hit a game-winning three, or an awesome assist? Behind the back, maybe.
I take. I take the game-winning shot.
Game-winning three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to. It's just a rush that comes over you. It's like.
Have you hit game winners in your life?
No, I'm usually up by a certain.
Ain't got no room for no game winners. So, yeah,
okay, well, let me ask you this: do you think if that time came, you shy away from that?
No, you got
the stones to take that shot.
Yeah.
So what position are you projected to play on the next level?
Point, probably combo.
Combo.
Yeah.
Because we know you can put up points. And, you know, a lot of times kids coming from majors who put up a lot of points who are in your body mold, they get caught in between of are they a scorer or can they actually run an NBA team? Yeah. You know, so just you project – do you think you're able to project yourself as a full-time point guard on the next level?
Yeah, of course. I played point all my life up until my freshman year of college where Speedy was there. And I had to play off the ball, but the transition was easy for me, and I succeeded. So, I mean, whatever a team needs me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
So you're just a winner.
Yeah, I like anything to win.
Yeah.
So you say you're going to work on the jumper. How many jump shots a day you planning on taking?
I've been making like 300 a day. That's not including the ones I miss. So just make 300 and then get out the gym. So get off my feet and rest. So it's like an everyday thing, just get shots up.
So you think, do you get up on it? I already know the question because I looked at you today. Are you satisfied with the lift you're getting off your jumper, or you think you need to elevate a little bit more on the shot?
Either I'm going to have to elevate or I'm going to have to get more arc on it. So, I mean, it's just all according to what's comfortable to me. So I'm just still trying to figure that out.
Right. Getting that release. Okay.
Yeah, I got one more. What did you major in college?
Sociology.
Sociology.
And that figures why he answered all the questions. Mm-hmm. A little bit about the man, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I been studying your game, and I saw the transition from high school to college. And I was telling Irv here that in the 4 years that I've seen you play in school, the biggest jump that I've seen is just your leadership. Being able to do what it needs to be done to win, whether you need to take over the game, whether you need to get some folks involved, and things of that nature, has really, really improved greatly. And those are some of the things that you're going to need on the next level. I even compared you to a Chauncey Billups type point guard.
That's nice.
Because you are the same size, all right? You say you're ready to take the big shots, and you're a floor leader. I mean, that's all Chauncey basically was.
I don't give Chauncey 6'4", though.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
He played like it.
Yeah, he played like it. He played like it. He's a lot longer than Chauncey.
Yeah, he is. But I think you got probably a better – you move a little – you know, you got more lateral movement than Chauncey. But – if I just had to say anybody, I would just say Chauncey. So I hope that doesn't offend you. You know, because Chauncey.
That's a compliment.
He's a long NBA career. He's an NBA champion. You know, so. Yeah. Really?
Same agent?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I need to play the lottery tonight.
You need to play the lottery.
Woo, that was all right there. My man.
Hey, Irv ain't slip you that under the table?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We talked about this. a couple of years ago. So, okay. What is – I actually had this on my question. You talked about Trent. You've been an influence on him. Do you talk to him a lot to give him advice going to school, and what is that advice for him?
Just don't get caught up in the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
And especially in Tallahassee, there's going to be plenty of females, and that'll mess you up.
Yeah, so, fam, you across the street.
Fam, you and TCC.
Yeah.
It's crazy out there.
To your point, Slick, yeah. It's to your point.
And ain't nothing wrong with the girls. You just can't get yourself caught up in the wrong situation. See, he quantified it right.
Yeah.
He didn't say, ain't nothing wrong with the girls. Just don't get caught up in the wrong situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they good. Please believe that. Can't live without them.
How much do you miss your coach, Coach White? No, he went to Florida, took the job.
That's a great question, Big Hope. You played your last year without your coach you had been there with.
Yep.
Guy that recruited me in there, but I mean, he's a good guy. He had to do what was best for his family.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what they offered, I couldn't have turned it down either.
Yeah.
I mean,
did he tell y'all prior to him taking the job, or did y'all find out through the media also?
I was on the way home and he called me himself. So, I mean, the way he went about it, I mean, I have to respect it. So,
That's a stand up guy, because a lot of coaches they'll bail like Future in the Thief of the Night. I'll do anything, you know.
Yeah.
They'll slip on you.
Yeah.
You got any last one?
Man, just much success, man.
And, yeah, good luck for sure.
He's a citizen of the SRT crew, man.
I'm harping on that jumper because that's the wave of basketball right now. So that's why I ask you to get those jumpers up every day, man, because I think with the pace and space, that's the big word right now. You know, up-tempo, shooting the ball, it's important.
And it fits his style of play.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, it fits his style of play. I mean, he go up and down.
I like the way he finishes. And I know I read a little bit something about you having to work on making layups because you missed one in the younger years.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all need to see his face right now.
I mean, it was City League, and I tried to get pretty on the layup, tried to finger roll it, missed it. We lost the game, so my dad made me stay out there and make 100 with both hands, with my hand under the ball. So he said, until you get above the rim, put your hand behind the ball.
So, no finger rolls.
That's a good coach, man. Yeah.
So, I thought that was pretty interesting, man. So that's a lot of dedication, a lot of work. And just keep it up, man. I mean, nothing will help you more than just repetition. You talked about a muscle memory, you know, second nature doing things. And, you know, being a point guard, I'm sure you got court vision. So that's a good thing. But get that J right.
And you're left-handed, right? So, and
left hand is the best hand.
See, I threw that in there for her.
Shout out.
I knew she was going to say something.
Yeah.
But, like I say, left-handers got the sweetest stroke. But it seems sometimes they have a hitch in their shot. If you go back and watch a lot of left-handers shoot, you got that hitch. And I was watching the same highlights that Hancock, he doesn't really have that left-hander hitch. You got a smooth stroke. It's basically going to be, like you say, you shoot a line drive, but most left-handers do because they can't get it up for some odd reason. I don't know why.
Right.
Just go back and look at the history. But just like you say, either elevation, arc, whatever is more comfortable for you and your muscle memory, do that. Get on that gun, too, man. Shooting with passes is great, man, but that machine, the gun, that makes you put the ball in the air.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, we stepping.
We live, baby. Technical difficulty.
Had a Hawks workout. We would love to see you here, to be honest. But my question to you is, I mean, what is it do the Hawks need to do, in your opinion, to try to better themselves, besides you being here?
Besides Hulk.
I was just going to say draft me.
And call you Hulk and get a bunch of folk out of here.
What do you see?
They need a tough guy. Mm-hmm. That's all. They play great team ball.
Right.
That's what we did at La Tech. That you're going to win that way, but I think they just need a tough guy, that guy that's going to be the dirty guy, like a Adams. Right. I mean, they got all the pieces, but I think that's one piece they missed.
Okay.
And they are in need of a point guard with the rumors that one of them going to be shipped out. They can't play with both, so they're going to need another one. And a scoring point guard is what they need.
Yeah, they might ship both of them out.
Hey, and slide my man right in.
Yeah.
SRT had him first.
Will we have we'll get discounts on tickets if you drive?
I gotta look out.
Okay, hey, we'll play for the flight. We just get us in the game.
That's cool, man. Hey, listen, man. It's been a pleasure to have you.
That was awesome.
And tell Chicken, man, he can't beat you a horse.
Hey, I gotta see it.
Man, Chicken say he gets you a horse.
Chicken say he got you.
Chick, no, man. Chick, no. he better focus on trying to make it over that pancake. Oh, that's my God.
Got him.
That's good. That's good, man. Hey, listen. Sports Roundtable wishes you much success. Your endeavors, we are behind y'all the way. Do we need to make a phone call, GM?
Street GM, wake up.
We need to make a phone call.
Y'all need
now.
To make it happen.
Yeah, let's. We're going to have to do what we have to do, man. I have to talk to somebody, man. Maybe get in touch with Harry the Hawk or somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Quick update, 35-29, second quarter, 8:18 to go, Golden State.
35-32 now.
Come on now, big ho.
Let
me get my update in, man.
35-32.
Oklahoma City loser.
Hancock phone still hadn't switched, so blame it
exactly.
on him.
The refresh, but exactly. Alex, we appreciate it, bro. It's been more
good
than
luck,
a pleasure.
Good luck, Alex, for real. Good
Come
luck.
In, thanks for coming in, man. And we root for you, bro. And it's not often that when you print out somebody and they get two full pages.
Hey, hold on. He printed out one.
One.
I gave everybody one last week.
Right.
I already have them. I had one from last week.
But I'm talking about us, horse. Us, yes, the crew.
We're talking about us.
We're a team.
We're talking about you.
Acting like LeBron.
Right, LeBron. Right. I got one for me, but I'm gonna read it to
hey,
my team.
The other four of y'all just sit on the bench while I shoot.
Right. I'll read it to y'all, and then I'll pass it around so y'all can get some.
Exactly. And I emailed you who was coming. Good enough.
Thanks, LeBron.
Appreciate it, LeBron.
Appreciate it, LeBron.
Do your homework. There
Thanks,
it
Brian,
is.
Brian.
Appreciate it, Brian.
Please say, hey, two pages? Yeah, you the man. Defensive, all defensive team? Yeah.
And player of the year?
And player of the year? Yeah, you good. Make sure you sign autographs, you know, after the show tonight, all right? So
I need a white T-shirt. I'm signing T-shirts.
Hats?
Yeah, or pants. Sign my shoe or something.
Exactly.
I gotta get that autograph. Baby.
All right, man. Let's we go jump into the intern corner real quick before we get to what you got, Lisa. Yeah, let's get it, baby. Let's see what that WNBA is doing.
All right, let's celebrate the WNBA 20th season. And the WNBA has made several changes for the 20th season. Once again, the Shock. Detroit Shock has moved and became the Tulsa Shock. Now they have not only changed their location, but they've changed their name as well. They are now the Dallas Wings. Wow. And also, during the regular season, each team will also have a balanced cross-conference schedule. And for the playoff, ESPN Network will televise all NBA post games. And the major change will affect the playoff schedule. The number of playoff rounds will increase from 3 to 4. The top 8 teams, regardless of your conference, will qualify for the playoffs. The 2 top teams will receive a bye into the semifinals, which is the 3rd round, and the 3rd and 4th seeded teams will receive a bye until the 2nd round. Teams will be seeded after each postseason round. The 1st and 2nd round will be single elimination rounds. First round, the fifth seed will play the eighth seed. The sixth seed will play the seventh seed. And in the second round, the third will host the lowest seeded team of the first round. And the fourth seed will host the other first round winning team. In the semifinals, will feature the best of five format. The number one seed will host the lowest remaining seed, and the number two will host the remaining winning seed. The number one and the number two seed will host games 1, 2, and 5, and the lowest seed team will host game 3 and 4. Now that we have heard and understand all the changes in the 20th season of the WNBA season, ladies, let's play some ball.
All right now. Cool. Not. All right, now we're going to get into some NASCAR by my main man, Jansen.
News in NASCAR. With 48 laps led, Matt Kenseth held off Kyle Larson to win at the Dover 400 Speedway. This was Matt Kenseth's 37th victory of his career, and he denied Larson his first. Kenseth and Larson literally went door-to-door for the final 5 laps of the race. Darnell Wallace Jr.'s second-place finish at Dover in the Xfinity Series was the highest finish for an African-American driver of all time, so congratulations to him. Ryan Blaney, Matt DiBenedetto, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Danica Patrick are amongst the top 5 in the Sprint Cup Series All-Star voting. In other news, Dale Earnhardt Jr. came in at number 7 on the Top Magazine Most Important Car People in the Sport. 1 out of every 5 marketing dollars in NASCAR is spent on Dale Earnhardt Jr. Finally, new rules will be in place starting this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway. They're aiming to reduce downforce and side force.
My main man, Jansen, bringing in that NASCAR, baby.
Weekend. Good job, Weekend.
Yeah, man. We do it all over here. But we're about to jump into some what you got, man. This is just basically some nuggets that you may not have heard about, something that you may want to pay attention to. Sometimes things just kind of slide through the cracks a little bit. So we want to make sure we definitely let y'all know what's going on. And I'm going to start off with what I got. I'm going to need some help with this. I'm going to ask the question. I want Hancock to answer the question, and I want Tiffany to give me the conference. Rookie of the year.
In what we talking?
Basketball.
Rookie of the year coming up, basketball.
No, who was the rookie of the year?
Oh, Cat.
What conference?
He's in the West.
Coach of the year.
Oh, Curry. Kerr.
Mm-hmm. What conference?
West.
You were right.
MVP.
Curry.
What conference?
West.
Most improved player.
Yeah, most improved.
McCallum.
Oh, McCallum from Portland.
What conference?
The West.
Defensive player of the year.
Kawhi Leonard.
What conference?
In the West.
Sixth man of the year.
Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford again.
What conference?
He in the West.
Okay, do we see the pattern here?
Jeez, yeah. Everybody that can play in the West.
Do we see a pattern here?
Pretty much a pattern.
That's my what you got.
All right.
Every award been in the West. That's crazy.
That is.
Yeah, it is. Very interesting.
Very interesting. All right, Han, what you got?
My what you got comes from our local basketball team. The Hawks have lost 9 straight overtime games. Also, some to tag along with that, out of the last 13 times they've taken a shot within 1 second left in that quarter that were in that game, they are an astounding 0-for-13 on last second shots, basically. Out of 13 attempts, the last 13 attempts, when it came down to make a shot, they're 0-for-13. This, in a way, supports what I say about them needing a star player. You know, you can have a solid founded team where they pass the ball, move the ball, and whatever. But when it comes down to shot clock going down or certain situations, you have to have somebody that can put the ball in the hole and that can break somebody down and get theirs. And when you go up and down the roster of the Atlanta Hawks, That guy's not there.
That's a good one. Slick, finish it up for us. What you got?
What I got, y'all probably ain't never heard before. Good. But we might well tell our listeners. Did you know the SRT crew came up with something that made a little sense? Just after the last show, they discussed that the three guys that once played at OKC just might reunite. And that would be Durant, Westbrook, and Harden. Ooh. That is a possibility. And you heard it first on the SRT crew.
There it is. And with that being said, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. But they've been cutting us off for the last couple of weeks.
Man, my dad said something like, man, y'all got cut off.
Man, we got to get up out of here, man. Win. Yeah, we got to step on that gas, man. So we're going to do these shouts out quick. Shout out to Alex. Shout out to Irv for bringing him. Shout out to Craig for talking trash, and he came in last week. Shout out to all our guests. Shout out to the interns. Shout out to our loyal listeners. Shout out, of course, to the SRT crew. And also shout out to Shay Monet, still doing her thing in the streets, representing the Sports Roundtable.
What up, Shay? What's up, Shay?
Shout out to Jay Smooth, Slick Money. Please go to and listen, SoundCloud.com, Switch Style Podcast. It is off the chain.
Good job, Six Man.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to everybody and shout out to Alex, man. I wish you the very best. God bless you, brother. You're a very intelligent young man, and we need more of you in our society. You had some great intelligent answers. Shout out to the Jewel of Sports. Shout out good seeing my man, watching Redskin, man, in the back over there. What's his name, Horace? Irvin, good to see you. Hancock, superhero, appreciate you, bro. Love money. You, man. D, we'll have your birthday tomorrow, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
I ain't forgot about you. I got something for you. Appreciate
good.
You, folk. Shout out to all the people. And, man, go out and get Chance the Rapper new CD, coloring book. It is off the chain.
Dope.
So do that. Love you guys. Check out Jay Smooth on SoundCloud.com. All those big words.
Hey, shout out to my crew, of course. I done changed up the social media again.
I'm
running from everybody, man. I got to get myself together. I'm running from everybody. So you can catch me on Facebook. I'm still the same government. But on IG, Twitter, and Snapchat, I am Coach K9. That's I am Coach.
Every week. K9. A new name. Every new name.
Hey, man, but that ain't my only shout outs. That's just that. I am Coach K9. Keep the conversation going. Hit me up. But, hey, new CD coming in June. Plug Brothers. Rick Starr. Hunter Hirsch. Exclusively produced by Beat Champ. It's another K9 production. Misfit. Shade Tree. We is out here, man. Come holler at me.
Good job.
Echo like, what?
Appreciate you coming in, my man. Alex Hamilton. Shout out to the crew. I want to send a special shout out to my younger graduating basically tomorrow. Well, tomorrow.
Good job.
I love you, boy. I'm glad and proud of you. You had some rough times. We got them ABCs down finally. No, we got them numbers down. We can count to 10. So anyway, proud of you, boy. It's a big chapter in your life we're about to get into. So, you know, I got your back. You know, I'll always be there.
We got his back.
SIT.
Don't be like LeBron.
There you go.
Wow.
Try to reverse it.
Shout out, Youngin.
Congratulations, Youngin.
Shout out, Youngin.
Yeah, congratulations, bro.
I want to shout out to all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Shout out to the loyal listeners and the new listeners that we just got. Shout out to my dad, Al Boy. Love you,
Pops. What's up, Dad?
What up, Pop?
What up, Pops?
Shout out to my crew. Happy birthday, D. Follow me on social media at Tip Get Familiar. I'm on Facebook at Tiffany Boyd. Yeah.
That was easy.
I'm trying to get that simple. I just can't
you
get it.
You got too many letters.
He do. I mean,
I am Coach K9. That's easy.
Trying to write a statement.
Like, right.
DWill@ABC.com.
Right.
I got too many people following me, man.
Look, I got Tip Get Familiar. Yo, get familiar with your girl.
Hey, man. I just got a Facebook Live message. What's up, Tony Hardnett?
What's up, Tony?
Let us know when we can come to JR Crickets live remote, do our show, and we there. Yeah. Just let us know when.
Absolutely.
And we there. So I know you got the patio ready. So let us know and we there. And that's how we doing it. D-Will birthday, whoever celebrate with him, y'all be careful with my man. Make sure he get back next week.
No, weed and gun.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't find my way home.
Exactly.
I can't feel my whole face.
Because Jay Smooth got enough going on with his stuff. So
yeah.
Six Man may be tied up too. So make it back in time, D-Will. Please be careful.
Thank you, brother. I will.
I appreciate it.
That's a big help.
Yeah. But it is time to get up out of here, man. Alex Hamilton in the building.
Yo.
We had a great time. I hope you enjoyed it. Sports Roundtable, SRT Crew. This is how we do it. Let's roll up out of here.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
The jewel of sports is leaving the building.
Bama. God is good. Find yourself a church home.
And you already know the Bankhead legend, Big Ho from Bankhead Addicts. Thanks again. And if you love the show,
tell a friend.
And if you didn't,
I ain't gonna say it no more.
Peace.
See ya.
Peace.
Radio.